95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog, Riggs and Guy. Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour, and that means it's time for a new edition of Riggs and Guy Brew Review with our friends Josh and Amelia at SR and Perot. Wait, I put the hand in the wrong spot. Hey, we're all together again. Hi, guys.
It's been a little bit, yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, it's been a rough few weeks. You know, we were separated. We had some of us were here, some of us were not. Now we have four people telling all the other people what they should be drinking. So what are we getting into today?
That just means your sample size are smaller.
I'm kind of bitter, actually, about it, but I'll share.
So we're going to talk about a product we actually had about a year ago. It launched, I would say, at the wrong time, right before COVID. So they're kind of doing a relaunch. It's Tulane Lager.
Beautiful.
Not sure if you recall this one.
Okay.
Tulane, yep. Backed by Luke Bryant, they have a partnership with that famous country singer.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Did.
He's on American Idol right now.
American Idol, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Holy cow. Tulane. So he's invested in this. Is not Tulane like the university.
No. So no. they took the name and the stuff that he's into, you know, camping and fishing and all that stuff, what you would find at the end of a Tulane road. So that's kind of the direction of the name there.
All right.
The cool thing about this beer is it's 99 calories, 3 carbs, and 4.2% alcohol. So
yes, please.
Easy drinking.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe it's only 99 calories. You look at the can, and it looks like really, really cool. It's got this shape of a guitar pick, picture of a road on there, like you're driving down the highway. And honestly, when I picked this up, I saw the word lager. I was like, all right, it's going to be heavy like a Yingling. No, it's more like a light lager.
Yeah, your light domestic beer out there, very close to that. Like I said, easy drinking. Something you want on, a boat beer.
The water from this beer comes from the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's awesome, too, because this beer is distributed in 7 states in the southeast part of the U.S., so we're lucky we get to be one of them.
By the way, if anybody has a favorite mountain range, I'd like to send it in, 386-257-0324. I want to get that in there. But the Blue Ridge obviously standing out right now. That's great. You're right, though. Very smooth. And very light. Perfect.
Definitely.
Super easy to drink.
Yeah, I feel like I could do jumping jacks while drinking this beer, but that would spill it. I don't want to do that. I want to savor this. Well, now, that looks like a traditional beer, and then we have these unusual-looking cans next to it. What's up next?
Well, I guess we've talked about it a million times now. The seltzers, with the relaunch of Tulane, they wanted to kind of get in that seltzer game as well. They have some really cool flavors on this one. Comes in a 12-pack variety, so we're going to kind of roll into that one.
Yeah, we're checking out the peach tea first. So, you know what? This brand has got all southern themes, and we're gonna check that out. It has a clear color, which I'm really excited about that.
I like that. I like to be able to see what's coming at me through my glass. I like doing that, you know?
Like I wasn't sure what to expect because it's called peach tea, honestly. I thought it was going to be brown, but I'm surprised.
Oh, wow. I am all in on this. Let's see.
Yeah. Yeah,
the definitely. Nose
so
is
this
great.
This is one of those seltzers that have the flavor right up front. You're not having to search to figure out what you're drinking. It's clearly a peach tea. 4.5% alcohol, 110 calories. Obviously, all these seltzers out there are gluten-free.
Man.
So a great option for that crowd.
Are you saying I'm drunk? No. All right.
Yeah.
Josh and Amelia at SR Perot World Headquarters. It's the Riggs and Guy Brew Review Morning Hog Happy Hour right here on your official radio station for Bike Week 2021. That'd be 95.7 The Hog.